Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With a number of you eagerly looking forward to call service next month, with also perhaps some apprehension, it may seem counterproductive to hear how Moses responded to his call, since he was far from eager to accept that call. Nevertheless, in this section of Scripture, our Lord tells us also about our calling, our vocation. Because the focus is on Moses and his call to the public ministry, I will first concentrate on that vocation, but I will return to the vocation of all of you a little later. First, let me assure you that there is nothing wrong with looking forward to call service with eagerness and anticipation. After all, you have spent at least 3, perhaps 4, or even more years specifically preparing for that occasion. Yet, you must not think that you have earned the call. Moses reminds us with his own response to God's call that no one is really capable of doing what God needs. Moses would not depend on his own skills to proclaim God's word, and neither can you. If being a called servant of the word were so easy, we could simply issue an invitation to whom it may concern. Those who responded could then be called as pastors. But in actual fact, this would present a catch-22. Those who responded to such an invitation would not be suitable, since they would not be aware of their own inability to do what was needed. And those who didn't respond, well, they probably realize how difficult the task is, but they didn't respond to the invitation, so we couldn't use them. However, when God calls, he doesn't issue an invitation. And Moses knew he was not up to the task. But God reminded Moses that it was not up to him. "I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak. Neither is it up to you." The help of God is invoked at least twice by the candidate for ordination. In response to the question, "Will you faithfully instruct both young and old?" the candidate responds, "I will with the help of God." And in response to the question, "Finally, will you adorn the office of the public ministry with the holy life?" the candidate responds, "I will, the Lord helping me through the power and grace of his Holy Spirit." How then do we receive the power and grace of God's Holy Spirit? God told Moses, "And take in your hand this staff. With the staff, you will have all God's power and grace." At this point, I must warn you that I will allegorize the text. Because I am engaging in allegory, canon law requires this warning: I am a professional. Do not try this at home. What is the staff that accompanies you and provides help to you? It is the staff that makes easy paths even easier and can help you keep your footing in difficult ways. It is the staff that keeps at bay the wolf desiring to devour the Lord's sheep and fights off the demons striving to consume you. It is the staff that rescues lost and straying sheep from certain destruction, returning them to the safety of the sheepfold. That staff is the Word of God, the Bible, the revealer of Jesus Christ. Through his word, God gives you the help and assistance which you will ask him to give you. The word of God can and will work miracles, although the miracles may not be as noticeable as the signs that God allowed Moses to work with his staff. They are powerful miracles. God's word gives life where there is only death. God's word strengthens life in the midst of all life's difficulties. That word allows you to do what God has called or will call you to do, but it is also the word that God applies to you. The shepherd dies for sheep that loved to wander. The master pays the debt his servants owe him. You are also among sheep who love to wander. Being an under-shepherd does not change your status as sheep. Thus, God's words to Moses, take in your hand this staff, are also for everyone called to the public ministry. God's word must be a constant companion for us. Now, how about those whose vocation is not in the office of the public ministry? Our text also applies to each of us. Although we are seeing a revival in interest in calling or vocation, some Christians seem, unfortunately, to define a vocation as anything I like to do that somehow may help somebody else. Christian vocation, however, cannot be so defined. It is not a self-chosen activity any more than anything else in the Christian life is self-chosen. A Christian vocation is a position in which God has placed you. And he probably has placed you in more than one vocation. Dr. Martin Luther referred to various vocations in his Table of Duties in the Small Catechism. There we find instruction for these vocations: bishop, pastors, and preachers, the hearers of pastors, subjects of a government, husbands, wives, parents, children, servants, hired men and employees, employers, the young in general, and widows. And where did Luther find the material to help each one live in his appointed vocation? From the Word of God. Thus, each of us needs to take the staff with us. God's Word is our constant help in every need. No matter what our vocation, we need it. Heed the words of God to Moses. Take in your hand this staff with which you shall do miracles. Amen.